Praise the Lord, good evening. Let's start our worship with a prayer. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We come before the name of Jesus. We thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. Thank you for your love and your care. Thank you for providing all our needs. Thank you, Lord, for all what you have enabled us, Lord, to achieve from morning to now, and we pray in the name of Jesus that even now as we come in a prayer, you lead us with the Holy Spirit to pray according to your will, and as the Holy Spirit lead us. We pray for our protection, all of us, and all our brethren, the families, the members, and all workers, leaders, pastors, and elders, from any attack of the devil, O Lord, from sicknesses or mishaps that the devil want to use to hinder us, we come against it. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus. We pray for victory. We pray for strength. We pray that we'll be strong in your mighty power to go on and serve you and to do the work as your will, Lord. Thank you for all the meetings from morning till now, from the various places, O God, that your congregations and families of the church have been separated, and workers moving for Bible studies and reaching new people. We thank you, God, and I pray for a fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit always upon each and every one of us, O God, to continue to do the work of yours faithfully, Lord. I pray for more Bible studies and more congregations to be planted. I pray for each and every worker who has been trained and has been equipped to go on and serve you, O God. And the glory and honor will go to you, O Lord. I pray for our protection from COVID-19 and this pandemic. I pray that no limitation, no rules will hinder us from reaching new places and the people that you allocate for us to reach. Thank you for all the medias that we have, the internet facilities to reach and plant groups. Lord, we pray, O God, that your will be done, O God. And I pray for more people to know you and more people to receive water baptism in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, God, for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. We bless you, Lord. We magnify you. We adore you. We pray for your blessing upon all the places that your church had been located here in UAE and Oman and extension in Iraq and Kuwait, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Pakistan, Australia, America, Malawi, Sierra Leone, Uganda, Nigeria. Lord, we thank you for all these places that your church had reached and expanded. And we pray for your provision. I pray, Lord, you bless all these governments and countries, that your name will be glorified, that you will receive favor from you and from them, that all the logistic needs and all documentations and authentication and papers that we need, that will be well provided for us and on time, all the financial need, you will be the one to provide for us in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I pray that we come with our step to pray for all this places, we pray for souls to be saved. We pray for those in the government that you reveal yourself to them in vision and in dreams, and they will know you. And we are your servant, O God. And we pray also, Lord, for the gift of the Holy Spirit will be given to your church. I pray for those among us who have not yet received the Holy Spirit baptism, baptizing with the Holy Ghost. And I pray also, Lord, for a fresh anointing, that whatever we need of spiritual gifts, speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, gift of faith, gift of healing, miracles, preaching, exhorting, and pastoring, and teaching, and prophesying, and evangelizing, you will be the one to provide. Okay, whatever skills we need, you will be the one to provide for us. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your love and your care. We thank you for your kindness, your goodness, and to us your help. and your support. Even today, O God, we pray for the anointing of the worship, anointing for the message, anointing for your word in the life of your church and your people. O God, anoint the giving, O God, anoint this recording, O God. Lord, we pray that your name will be lifted up and glorified. That's all we ask and pray in this name. Amen and amen. Let's all stand and let us worship the Lord. Let's give him what's due for him from glory and honor. We are here to praise the Lord.
We are here to praise you. Lift our hearts and sing. We are here to give you the best that we can.
Lord, we are here to give you the praise. Lord, we continue to confirm our filling our lives fully to you, O God, heart and mind and soul and spirit and all our strength with all our might to go on and serve you and do the work of yours so people will know you and follow you. Let us praise our God and give him the glory and honor.
Lost its victory, and the grave has been denied.
Lord, truly you are alive in the life of your church, with the Holy Spirit hovering on us, filling us, leading us in the way that we need to go. We trust you, Lord, that whatever trials and difficulties, you will help us to pass it successfully. We give you glory and honor as for all the good things that you are doing and you are going to do in the life of your church and your people. Come to the Lord and trust him whatever trials in your life. Save you, we continue to do what is right and correct until you come and take us with you to heaven. We thank and praise you. That's our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's come now and collect our tithes and offering our fresh fruit unto the Lord. Let's bring to God what is due for him. Thank you, God, for your people. By your word, and I brought to you the tithes and offering and first fruit. Look from heaven and open the windows of heaven and bless them and pour out so much blessing in their life and rebuke the devourer in their lives. Let all nations know they are blessed by you. We thank you, God, we bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. We continue today speaking about faith and deeds and from the life of Abraham. We have read our text in James chapter 2, verse 20 to 24. It says, but wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? See thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect. And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. Likewise, that's a prayer. Lord, thank you for your word. We bless you, magnify you, God. Not my lips, O Lord. Put verses and statements to encourage and to teach your people your ways and your command. We bless you, magnify you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We started to speak about the wrong resources of money, and we learn from Abraham when he made the king of Sodom, as we have read in Genesis chapter 14 and verse 21 to 24. And the king of Sodom said unto Abraham, give me the person and take the goods to thyself. He asked him to give him the people, then he can get the material things. And Abraham said to the king of Sodom, I have lifted up mine hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread, even a shoelacket, and that I will not take anything that is thine. Let thou shouldst say, I have made Abraham rich, save only that which the young men have eaten, and the portion of the men which went with me, Aner, Ishkol, and Mamre, let them take their portion. You know, when Abraham said to the king of Sodom that I will not take from a thread, even a shoelacket, and that I will not take anything that is thine, let thou shouldest say, I have made Abraham rich. There are resources that wrong resources, not from God, but from the devil. We should not take and put our hands on it. One of these resources that the devil will try to give us, and wrong resources of money, of income, is frauding. Fraud is something that is present a paper or a document that is, it looks like it is original, and looks like this is a correct paper, but it is faked one. It is fraudulent, and with it you may get a position or job or certain privilege that you use this paper to get it, but that is a wrong resource of living and income. Even fraudulent money, it can be multiplied by make a fraud money, but this later on will put you into trouble, and because God will not bless such kind of work that you do frauding to get your income. In the Proverbs chapter 20 verse 17, teach us against making something frauding. They say, bread of deceit is sweet to a man, but afterwards his mouth shall be filled with a gravel. In the beginning you get it in this way, and you think that is good things for you, enjoy at the beginning, but later on it will be a bitter end, and it will be like your mouth are full of gravel. This is here the side effect of wrong resources of money. The other wrong source of money is corrupt businesses. There are certain work that you may get income and money from it, but that is a corruption, and that is against the will of God that you do such business, like prostitution, like drug trafficking, also running bars, and also running nightclubs. smugglings, and their table transactions, all these corrupt source of income. You know, our body, as the scriptures tell us in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 6, verse 19 and 20. Was know ye not that your body is the temple of the law of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Our body is the temple of God and the Holy Spirit living in us. God does not want us to use our body, and the Holy Spirit has sent us to work in such kind of work and get income from such corruptible businesses. God is against such things. The the other source of wrong source of income is gambling. It is it's when you get money through gambling, like playing poker, cards, and also raffles, betting, lotteries, cockfighting. These are the ways that you may earn living. But that is against the word of God. God wants us to work and spend energy and work so that we can earn our living. Gambling, there's no service or work provided for the people, but homes. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 10, for even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should be eat. God wants us to work so that we provide service, and from that we receive income. Gambling, lottery, cockfighting, it is not work. We are not giving any service. What service you are giving by letting somebody lose his money, then you will gain his money, then you will go ahead with that money. That is not the way of God, that's not the will of God, and that is also not the love of the Lord. God wants us to love our neighbor. When we get engaged with such things and we get our income because somebody has lost the game, we are harming our neighbors and we are not doing good to them. Romans chapter 13 and verse 10 speak about that. Love worketh not ill to his neighbor, therefore love is the fulfillment of the law. Gambling, getting your money by letting others losing their money and resources, is not the love of God. And James chapter 2 verse 8, if ye fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. You do well. If we love our neighbor, we should stop gambling. It is not the gambling, it will not reflect the image of God. Gambling is selfishness, and God does not want us to get our food and provide for our needs to someone else who loves the money in a game with us. The next source of wrong resource of money is cheating and extortion. Let's read the prophecies in the book of Amos. Amos chapter 8. Book of Amos, Chapter 8, verse 1 to 14. I read the whole chapter. Thus hath the Lord God shown unto me, and behold, a basket of summer fruit. And he said, Amos, what seest thou? And I said, a basket of summer fruit. Then said the Lord unto me, the end is come upon my people of Israel. I will not again pass by them anymore. And the songs of the temple shall be howling in that day, said the Lord God. There shall be many dead bodies in every place. They shall cast them forth with silence. Hear this, O ye, that swallow up the needy, even to make the poor of the land to fail. That's where God is angry, because they were extorting, they were cheating, they were abusing with their power and authorities. That's our Christian, the people, the poor people of the land. Saying, when will the new moon be gone, that we may sell corn, and the Sabbath that we may set forth wheat, making the ephah small and the shekel great, and falsifying the balances by deceit. Here they are using false balances. You know, they are believers, they are waiting for the Sabbath to finish. And they will go back, like they come to church. After the church, they will go back to cheat and live their life and getting a wrong source of income for their living. They make cheating with how they would do it, and making the ephah small and shekel great, and falsifying the balances by deceit, that we may buy the poor for silver and the needy for a pair of shoes, and sell the refuse of the wheat. They sell something rejected, not good, with the same price of the good. Verse 7, the Lord hath sworn by the excellency of Jacob, surely I will never forget any of their works. God was angry with them because they were cheating the people, the poor and the needy in the land. Shall not the land tremble for this, and everyone mourn that dwelleth therein, and it shall rise up wholly as a flood, and it shall be cast out and drawn as by the flood of Egypt. And it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord God, that I will cause the sun to go down at noon, and I will darken the earth in the clear day. God is angry, and he will bring his judgment to such kind of people and such kind of Christian and churches who abuse the poor and take advantage of them and extort them. And I will turn your feet into mourning and all your songs into lamentation. And I will bring up sackcloth upon all loins and baldness, even every head, and I will make it as the mourning of an only son, and the end thereof as a bitter day. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send, see here what the Lord will send, I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord, and shall not find it. And that day shall the fair virgin and young men faint for thirst. They that swear by the sin of Samaria, and say, the God of Dan liveth, and the manor of Beersheba liveth, even they shall fall and never rise up again. Hear the Lord promise. Such a cares for such kind of people who practice that cheating and such kind of extorting and abusing the poor in the land and the needy. He promised them that when they will come to us for advice or counsel, he will not allow them to receive his word. That's where a famine in the word of God, and that's what is going on. They will not be able to understand how to overcome the struggle in their lives because of their extortion and corruption and their abuse for the poor people. These are the wrong resources of money, and that is, if we want to follow our father Abraham with his faith and deeds, Abraham did not take, when he was offered to get the material things, the goods, and to give the people, he refrained from taking anything from a wrong resource, and what is not a due for him. In the same way, we need to be alert and also self-control, because the devil may give us things that look okay, but like we spoke about the fraud, the bribe, stealing, gambling, corrupt businesses, cheating and extortion, but we need to have to be alert and to have self-control. In 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8 and 9 say, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Let's pray. Come to God. If we are involved in any of these things that we spoke, God wants you to repent of gambling, cheating, extorting, corrupt businesses, frauding, stealing, bribing, usury. God wants you to give up all these things and to accept only the right resources of income. Lord, I thank you for your word, and give us direction to your church and your people. I pray for your people who heed the message and repent. Help them and guide them and lead them, Lord, to do the right things. I pray that you will spread the message and make it reach people. This is teaching, Lord, use it to combat such kind of sin. Deliver people from these bondages. Lead them to repentance. Let this message be used, O God, for your glory, to teach your church and your people and those who are away from you, your ways. Thank you, God. Thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Bless your church and your people who are obedient to you. Continue to supply our needs as we trust you, O God, as we rely only from you to receive the good things. O God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us. Keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.